Coming up on Roundabout, a very special celebration commemorating our two-year anniversary and show number 100. Bring an extra pair of arms because it'll be more fun than you can carry. Roundabout is sponsored by Quicksilver Motor Oil and Safety Skid Brakes. Visit our website, roundaboutshow.com, for all the details on how to save big money on these fine products.
In dirty Detroit, Michigan, I'm Stephen J. Ewing from autoblog.com.
Back again to rock your world, I'm Zach Bowman from autoblog.com. Jesus Christ.
I learned from Chicago, Illinois. I'm Colin Berg from cars.com.
I said excited.
These are the worst sound effects ever.
Greg made them.
Fury.
In Long Beach, California, I'm Michelle Naranjo from Autobytel.
Also from the Autobytels, I am Jefferson Ross in Jacksonville, Florida.
From Roundabout's provisional headquarters in Ben's second-story apartment, I'm your host, Craig Cole.
And amazed that I've been able to do this 100 times without killing myself, I'm producer Ben Sanders. Pop.
This is Roundabout!
Episode number 100, a very special but also a very sad occasion.
Oh.
That's right, we've just earned a collective level down. Now, as we promised, there is big news to announce today, and we're going to get to that here in just a couple seconds. So, a few weeks ago, we received a letter from a little town in Wisconsin called Hickory Corners, and it turns out there's a radio station there on the AM band, WLAN 802.
What was it again?
It's WLAN 802.
Oh.
WLAN.
Now broadcasting in wireless. Wireless.
And it turns out they want to buy Roundabout from the Autoline Network. Not the show, mind you, but the name. Well, actually, settle is more the word for it. And part of the agreement is we have to play that stupid jingle every time we say WLAN.
WLAN.
Now broadcasting in Wireless.
When they first called, they were threatening to sue us for misuse of their trademark, but now they've agreed to turn a blind eye if we promise to end Roundabout forever. Now, I knew this would be hard to believe, so earlier in the week, I called up the station manager at WL... You're not going to get me this time. I'm not going to say WLAN.
WLAN.
God damn it.
Now broadcasting in Wireless.
This is going to get annoying, but I asked him to go on the record about this, and Ben, why don't we roll that interview?
WLAN Studios, how may I direct your call?
Yeah, I'm trying to get in touch with a Gropler Dumpler, Dumpberg, somebody. He's the guy in charge, that's all I know.
I'm quite sure you mean Gropler Dumpling.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, well... One moment. I'll see if he's available.
Thank you.
Grover Dumpling?
Yes, Mr. Dumpling.
Speak up. Speak up. I'm a busy man. And
I'm quite sure you are.
Let me
just introduce myself. My name is...
Just talk.
My name is Craig Cole. I am the host of an automotive
program. We don't need any
program.
Coal.
We don't need...
over to gas a while back.
I'm not trying to sell you something. I am not a traveling salesman.
You have to, I understand, sir, that you're doing your job. But we have already made a decision about how we wish to power our kitchen appliances.
I'm glad you decided on that, sir, but that is not why I'm calling. That is not the nature of this message.
Yes.
I received a letter in the mail with your name on it, Mr. Dumplerg. You sent us a rather terse message requesting, well, that's rather polite. You were more demanding that we relinquish our name, Roundabout.
Actually, the message was from my lawyer, if you must go down that road.
Anyway, I wanted to let you know our name is not available. Roundabout is already taken for our purposes. We have had it for 2 years now, and we are not going to relinquish it.
I'm afraid that the joke is on you. You see, We have had rights to the show Roundabout name for quite some time. In fact, it predates your use of it by a year and a half. If you must know, this call is really dragging on. If you must know, the reason we need the name Roundabout, or why we chose to take that name, the original title of our show was The Gyrotry Hour, which was my idea, frankly. I thought it was a good name. That's why I get terse when this subject comes up, because it involves my ego and the bruising of said ego. I don't like that. And now I'm in a situation where I have to use this dumb name Roundabout that I'm not even interested in using. And from what my program director tells me, you haven't even done bloody 100 episodes.
We are celebrating the 100th, sir. Thank you.
If you had a lawyer who was worth his salt, he would have told you that this name had already been used by another concern.
What would it take for you to get off our backs? You want me to fly out there and get you a fruit basket? Is that what you want? Is that what you're asking for?
If you had bothered to read the memo that was sent from our legal department, you would know that we offered you a nice sum of money. We offered you $500,000, U.S. dollars, the ones that basically are worth less than the paper they're printed on, to give us the name and disappear from the airwaves, or whatever you want to call them.
Well, values are something that should not be bought and sold. How exactly does a Brit such as yourself, why are you in rural Wisconsin of all places? It just doesn't add up.
If I want such sanctimonious posturing, I'll watch the BBC question and answer period. Fine. You are smart enough to know when your name is not legally yours anymore or never was to begin with, and you're not smart enough to take off $1 million.
Well, I will discuss.
You'll be hearing from our attorneys.
I will discuss this with my compatriots. I gotta go, Mr. Dampler. I will talk to you later. We'll be in touch. Let me go over this with my associates. We'll see what we can do. $500,000. That was American dollars. That's real money. It's not like Monopoly euros or something.
You must let me hold your sanctimonious trophy sometimes.
Oh, very well, very well, sir. Anyway, ta-ta. I will talk to you very soon.
Goodbye.
So that's a little about what went down earlier. With WLAN, of course.
WLAN.
Now broadcasting in wireless.
Anyway,
wait, he wants to hold your what?
Trophy for Roundabout.
Is that a euphemism?
We have a trophy?
We do.
She has a trophy.
We haven't named her yet. She's on the shelf, though. So
look at Zach's trophy.
What is Zach's trophy? Is it a handgun? This is a family show.
It's an actual trophy.
No, it's because Zach actually won something.
What did Zach win?
Zach's the best.
Rookie of the year. What?
Rookie of the year.
For?
Rookie of the year.
The Targa Nuke.
Wheelchair bowling.
Good and job, Zach.
Thanks.
Hey, Zach.
Anyway, I did discuss the issue.
That's been funny since kindergarten.
That's how my Ford Touch says your name.
I know. I'm well aware.
Awesome.
So I discussed the issue with my colleagues at the Autoline Family of Fine Programs, and they've reached a decision. We're taking the money in order to pay off all of the debts. Yep, to pay off all the debts that Roundabout has incurred over the past 2 years.
I knew those would come back to haunt us.
Just running down the list, there's a $1,000 fine for importing illegal animal products to the U.S. Remember those Gorilla Hand beer cozies for the international, Zach?
What about all those robes that you've stolen from hotel rooms that got charged back to us from the manufacturers, Craig?
I know, Michelle, but you're not innocent. Let's see, there's a $560 veterinary bill for Roab's mascot. How is her hoof infection doing, Michelle?
She's much better, thank you.
$120 for office supplies. $75 charge for urinal cakes. I'm not sure how that one's ours, but $10,000 for legal fees. The list just goes on and on.
I did not use those cakes.
You didn't bake them either. We could have saved some money.
They were pretty good cakes, though.
Don't forget our backlog of eBay payments for all the swag we've been selling.
Oh, that's right. Selling it for the cause, right? So
that balances the budget somewhat. I mean, let's be honest.
We're still running it like the U.S. government, though. Big deficit. Anyway, we regrettably bring you the last episode ever of Roundabout. Pretty sad, I know. And pretty convenient that it happened on number 100, no less.
It is. Mm. It's sort of poetic.
I guess
if
you could say that.
Yeah.
Is that like if you love something, give it away?
Put it down?
If you love something, kill it.
Drop it off in the woods.
In a hefty bag.
If it was really something, leave it in a dumpster.
Put it in a plastic bag with some rocks, throw it off a bridge.
That makes it really haiku, not really poetic.
Yeah, well.
Got ya.
Anyway, we've
Roab is now dead. We did 100 shows.
Shows.
And now we're said.
Back as a trophy.
Good job, Stephen. Anyway, we thought we'd take this special opportunity to bring you a very rare show, Chock-a-Block, with some of Roab's best, finest, hand-selected moments that we've been able to find. And we'll be playing a few of our favorite games over the next hour or so, including The Price is Correct and Versus.
Michelle, it's okay.
I know. How you feeling, girl?
Cry.
But before we get into all of that stuff, we need to take a little trip down.
It's okay, Michelle.
This will cheer you up.
Yes, it will.
Pet your horse. I'm going to start using that as an insult.
Go pet your horse.
As I was saying, we will be playing a few games over the next hour or so, including The Price is Correct and Versus. But first, we want to take a little trip down Dementia Boulevard. I mean, Memory Lane. So let's start by hearing how some of... Yes, very funny. How some of today's panelists, including, introduced themselves on the very first unaired pilot of Roundabout 2+ years ago. So get ready for plenty of unaired awkward pauses.
Here we go. Ben. Are you ready?
Great. So this is what? This is the pilot episode of Roundabout. And I think, you know, we've got an all-star cast here. You know, that's my opinion. I may be wrong, but why don't we, you know, go around and introduce ourselves? Michelle, why don't we start with you?
Oh, sure. Thanks.
Ladies this feels first.
This feels like a bit like the 21st century version of Hee Haw. I'm Michelle. I am Miss Motormouth from MissMotormouth.com and Carsala.com, and I write about the industry and sort of nag on people on Twitter a lot.
A lot of nagging, I'll tell you.
Emphasis on nagging.
Great, great. Jeff, you're up.
I write for Autotropolis.com, usually road test, and I grew up a huge car fan in Detroit, Michigan, but now I'm living the snowbird dream in Florida.
Who wants to go next?
Zero reaction. That's perfect.
Tell us about yourself.
All right. Well, I am a, I guess you could call me an auto journo. I'm in Knoxville, Tennessee, which is the absolute dark end of the car universe. I write for a couple of different auto blogs, not auto blog, the auto blog, but autofiends.com and WebRides and a couple others.
Foreshadowing!
And yeah, I just, you know, do whatever I can to
make ends meet.
Keep up with everything that's going on.
Keep the child support payments going.
It's kind of like high school there. You know, you get in your first class and everybody has to introduce themselves. Lots of awkward pauses.
Should we say what we did with our summer break?
Break?
I think we need to do like a break the ice sort of thing and like catch each other.
Build some sound.
Right.
What's that thing where you get in a circle and you're not wearing any pants? I mean, where you get in a circle and then everybody like sits down.
We're not talking about your high school music teacher, Greg.
Oh, it's
elementary
not
school.
Not much has changed
teacher.
Since high school no. for you, has it, Craig?
Well, so, you know, we were off to a rocky start. I think you'd all agree. That was a pretty poor
it
showing.
It certainly had the public radio flavor to it, you know?
Wow.
That was the worst public radio I've ever heard.
And Michelle, yeah. You sounded so young.
What have we done to you, Michelle?
We've all aged so much.
Young?
She's like a vinegar. What was that one show?
Vinegar. Oh my god.
She laughs off the anger.
Every glass of wine turns to vinegar eventually.
So
you think vinegar?
No, vinegar. No, Michelle is by no means an Al Vinegar. Trust me. No, no.
Every glass of wine turns to Al Vinegar eventually.
So we were off to a slow start. We all can
admittedly
agree to that. Exactly. But as time went on, we think we'd like to try to do things that are better than that. You know, in the intervening 100 episodes, and we've done a few passable bits over the past 2 years. And one that sticks out in my mind is the time we tried to make the show funnier by adding a laugh track. So this is a really good one, I think. All-star. Shelly, I'm home.
Oh, Craigie, why, you're home awfully early.
Shelly, it's the same time I come home every day. Why do I have a feeling something fishy's going on?
Nothing happened in the kitchen this morning. Why don't you have a seat on the couch and rest your feet after such a long, hard day at work?
Oh, it's our incorrigible neighbor and landlord, Frank Nerds.
Oh, hey, Craig. I was just wondering if you wanted to come down and see the big fight with the boys. I think old Reg's really going to give Johnny B a sore one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Here's your coat and hat. Have fun at the match. Bye.
Wait a minute. Shelly, I smell something going on in that little red head of yours.
Oh, no, it's nothing. Nothing at all.
Wait a minute. Where's my USB headset? Is that a laptop I hear?
Oh, they're gonna know where this one's going.
Shelly, have you been broadcasting on the internet again?
But Craigie, I want to be on the podcast.
You got a lot of explaining to do. You guys remember that little treasure?
You sure do.
You should. Colin, you weren't even there. How did you like it when that first aired? How was that? What emotional connections did you make?
Deep, deep emotions.
Thankfully, our therapists have all helped us work through that. So
Michelle,
post-traumatic stress.
Michelle, how many takes do you think that took?
It took a ton of takes. A ton of takes.
Yeah. On everyone's part or just some people?
On mine.
Oh,
on
okay.
Mine.
I just wanted to clarify.
But you had your directorial sort of vision that you wanted me
exactly.
to follow. And you were awesome at giving me instruction.
Oh, well, that's sweet. That's really sweet.
Well, moving along, some of our favorite moments were references to long-running jokes that only the most dedicated Roab fan could ever hope to understand.
Sort of rewards.
Mm-hmm. A little treasure, treat. Mm-hmm. If you will.
Treatland.
Is it an aperitif? What is it called?
That's like the little wine thing, right?
Oh, well, sure. I don't know. I'm asking you. You're the foodophile.
I go to Chili's, so it's an appetizer,
okay.
I think.
Well, here's our Olymp... Oh, sorry, we can't say that word. But our international games-themed intro. Ben?
Welcome to the Roundabout Games opening ceremony.
And right now, the Ice Ribbon Dancers are taking center stage.
I heard they spent nearly $2 trillion on this performance. That's quite expensive, Craig.
Yes, it is, Ben, but we should note that's $2 trillion Canadian.
Oh, yes, yes. And look, the dancers have formed an effigy of Jeffrey Ross.
Don't forget, Ben, it looks like they've included his wife and daughters.
That's right, Craig. Twin daughters. He must be so proud.
So proud.
Now, this is interesting. They seem to be forming a long line with what looks like... Is that like a bulb on the end? Oh, okay. Yum. Craig, is that a lollipop?
No, actually, I think it looks... Oh, wait. It's a catheter, of course.
Ooh! The first 10 rows may get wet. Hope you've got your ponchos, guys.
Oh, and next up comes the Australian Regiment of Kangaroo Riders, sponsored by social networking site Friendaroo.
Friendaroo, when you're afraid to come out of the pouch, Friendaroo me. Hey, what's that poking out of the leader Roo's pocket?
Oh, how cute, it's a little Joey. I bet she's a real scamp.
Next, we have the parade of dilapidated Roab vehicles.
I believe that's known colloquially as the Trail of Tears, Ben.
What's that one there, Craig?
It's a Lincoln Continental with beautiful opera windows.
Oh, very nice, very nice. That's the mark of a thoroughbred, Craig. It really typifies the breed. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And what's that horrible truck?
I can't quite make it out from here. Is it a Ranger?
Yes, yes, I think so. Now, what's that in the bed, flailing in the black smoke? I think it's an elderly man, perhaps already deceased?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It's my favorite motion picture star,
Calm down, Craig.
It's Jimmy Stewart.
Calm down. You can get an autograph later. Here comes the torch-bearing Ford Focus. Is that thing tricked out or what?
H-O-T, Ben. Hot. I bet he even has 10.5-to-1 compression.
Super cool. And to close out the ceremony, the dancers are back in the form of a giant roundabout logo. Beautiful.
Interesting to note, that's not actually a roundabout logo, Ben.
I know. You have to keep saying that. Maybe you want to design
now,
the logo
now. The lead dancer, this is interesting. What is he dressed as there, Ben?
Ah, I believe it's the 2010 Roundabout Games mascot, the mythical Mud Monster.
Oh, that's what this brooch represents. I thought it was just a lucky Japanese poop charm.
What a beautiful ceremony. Let's hope the rest of the games can live up to all this pomp and circumstance.
It won't, believe me. Oh, that was certainly a high moment, wasn't it?
That was certainly long.
I'm glad you had it.
Guess who doesn't want an invite on the podcast anymore? Well, good thing this thing's getting canceled.
What happened to all that? I forgot about that. Friend of Rue and the cat. The cat.
I was so tired of boiling, rinsing, and reusing old catheters.
Aren't we all?
So, what are some of your thoughts, guys, hearing this again? I know it's been a while, but what does this make
enough.
You feel?
That's the thing.
Oh, Jesus. Steven, man. You're interestingly quiet at this moment. Why? What is running through your head?
I remember actually listening to that episode. I used to work on the weekend, and you know, and I work in a sea of cubicles, at least I did, and just giggling, you know, to myself. Some guy came over one time and just thought, you know, that I was probably dying of a heart attack or something.
Choking on a corn dog or something, whatever.
Giggle, cardiac arrest.
Laugh-induced coma. Anyway, we've always been a festive bunch, so celebrating the holidays is a must, and there's perhaps no better way to do that than with one of our favorite guest stars, Jeff Gilbert, the velvet voice of News Radio 950, our local CBS affiliate right here on the AM dial in Detroit. This is a good one. "'Twas the night before Roab when all through the web... Not a listener was surfing, not even the Mud Monster. Michelle's waist-high stockings were draped on the heater with care. If you don't air dry them, they'll shrink, in hopes that Colonel Slanders soon would be there.
Ho, 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 y'all.
The hosts were nestled all snug in their chairs, while talk in the chat room caught them unawares. May in her tie-dyed sundress and I in my sport jacket had just settled in for a marathon podcast bracket. When out from the Skype there arose such a tussle, I sprang from my seat to hear the kerfuffle. Away to the volume my fingers flew like an arrow, struggling to turn said dial, because my arms are like a sparrow's. The voice on the horn of the dollar store speakers revealed to any and all Jefferson Ross was our seeker. Then, what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature pickup, Eric Tritko was here. With a little old driver so surly and stewing, I thought for a moment, is that Stephen Ewing? Faster than lasers,
pew pew,
his colleagues they came. He hooped and hollered and called everyone by name.
Now Stephen, now Colin, now Mirko and Shelley, on Dolly, on Jeffrey, on Craigie and Benny, to the top of the table, to the top of the ceiling, send the listeners away, every one of them reeling.
The jokes of the evening range from dirty to dry. When they fall on their faces, the sound effects fly. So up to the iTunes, the episodes flew, with a truckload of themes and some great artwork, too.
And let's not forget all the fun merchandise, with stickers and hoodies. I mean, who would think twice?
Great bargains and stylish. Boy, howdy, that's nifty. Just then, Jeff Gilbert made it from News Radio 950. He was dressed in a suit from his head to his foot, his clothes freshly pressed, and we'd hope they'd stay put. A bundle of talent he brought in his throat.
I sound like a god, small g, though I'm not one to gloat.
But a quizzical look he had in his eye.
Don't think I'm nosy, I don't mean to pry. We will be talking cars, right? I just got to ask.
Whoa, this guy's all business. He'll keep us on task. Now the podcast could start, and not a moment too soon. We're only on time once every blue moon. I heard the host say as he started the show, Ben, at last, are we good to go?
This is Roundabout!
There it is!
Woo!
And there are five very angry and bored panelists. Zach Bowman looks stoned, Steven is stewing in anger. Jeff Ross, I'm not sure what you're doing. You're probably chatting
with friends. I'm always smiling.
How are you feeling, girl?
Always smiling.
Now, that was a pretty good one, if I do say so myself. You're welcome, by the way. Jeff, what did you think of that little Christmas presentation there?
I missed it.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm asking you.
That was one of the best.
It's got to be. It's a good'un. It's a keeper.
And it used the word kerfuffle.
And tussle. Don't forget, they're tussling.
I like to file the word kerfuffle on my list of things that only Craig Cole says.
What else is on that list, Stephen?
I'll find it. It's like colors that only exist in yarn. I have
chartreuse.
Craig Cole only uses.
Okay.
Rookery.
Rookery. Wow.
And quotes like, what's Princess Bride?
So we celebrate the holidays. However, in our 2 years on the internet airways, we've had a bit of turnover. Yes, there was that Canadian guy who left early on without saying as much as see you later. But when one of our long-term contributors moves on to better things, we don't let them go quietly into the night. No, sir.
Zach, I think this one's about you.
Roll the graphic.
I look sad. Real emotional time. We'll find someone better, though.
I mean, look at him. Who's he think he is, anyway? Here we go. Here we go. Look into our eyes.
Second time around.
Search your heart. Search your soul.
Take a good hard look, Zach Bowman.
And when you find us, there you'll search no more. Don't tell us it's not worth trying for.
You can't tell us it's not worth dying for.
Last year, but he's always in our collective roundabout hearts.
That is good year. That's beautiful, Craig.
Zach, I hope you're touched by that again, as you should have been the first time.
He had literally no expression.
No, he didn't.
He's like lost all. I think we've like numbed him of everything.
No, Michelle. Michelle, cocaine's one hell of a drug. Okay.
Touched is certainly a word. Let's put it that way.
So yeah, we like to when you join roundabout. You're part of the family, an extended family, and we don't like losing touch with our kin. So
we're a touching
kin
family.
Kinfolk, yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh, who's that?
It's Mr. Tritko.
If you're watching the video portion, you can see Mr. Tritko.
He's in the lower right there for the block.
Hey, Eric.
He's waving.
I feel like the Brady Bunch.
He's a mute.
up high, Eric.
Oh, he's at the
racetrack.
Nice.
Track Rohab.
So, however, given that written comedy bits take a considerable amount of effort,
why do I feel like I've heard this before?
Because you wrote it. We usually go for the easy yucks. That's right. It's sound drop time. Ben, hit it. Ding, ding, ding.
So I thought we'd play a selection of some of our favorite sound drops. Like
awesome.
Moist. This is the best part, yes.
Moist.
Or
take it off.
We heard that one a lot, Ben.
Oh, do we?
Yes. What about Lube Chat?
Lube Chat, we'd have to find that one. Do you remember this? This is an old, what do they call it? An old hickory or something? That's an old, you know old phrases.
Not that old.
It's an old,
It's an old hickory nut, isn't it?
An old Charleston chew. No, this is one I haven't pulled out in a while, so to speak.
Dusted off. Cool.
Not surprised.
Cool.
I even have one here I've never actually played on the air, which I will do, but we'll do it last.
Mommy loves hammers.
Yeah, she does.
Look at me. I'm driving in.
Evie. Dead hookers.
Oh, there's a classic.
Horse cocky.
Now that one gets me every time, Jeff.
I don't like that sound effect, guys. Can you stop playing it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm pissed off.
Suck rib.
How you feeling, girl?
Oh, that's the one, Ben. Again.
How you feeling, girl?
That damn music. Every time.
And, of course, the best of these come just sort of accidentally.
Of course.
Yeah, that one was a learn how to mute your microphone lesson.
Ben, do you have any catheter-related sound drops?
Let me see if I do, Craig. Lube. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
I think this was a mud monster.
Loop Chat with Michelle Joey Naranjo.
There we go. Face lube.
Ow, ow.
That's one we use quite a bit. Now, yes. Let's see.
What else do you have in the vault? Disney, every 5 years, this is the last time we're pulling it out of Snow White out of the vault, so you better get it now.
Duh.
That's a relative new one. That's Al Vinicor. I've got a lot. Any requests? Anything I missed here?
They're asking in the chat room for Moist.
We do have Moist again.
Do that. I'll do it live, damn it.
All right, do it live. You can compete with yourself.
Let's
go ahead.
Let's do a Moist off. Dueling Moist.
Go ahead. We muted you there.
Moist.
No.
Moist.
Attitude. Give it attitude.
I sort of like the recorded one better, I have to say. It's not as scary.
Yeah, the live one sucks.
Give it attitude.
It's a little aggressive with the Moist there, Steven.
However,
Gorski, I love it.
Yeah, Gorski C says he loves the Dead Hookers one. Is his favorite.
Dead Hookers.
We already played these.
repeats. Oh, too bad I don't have my minutia one. All right, I'm going to play the one I've never played before.
Oh, God.
This is Zach. And in addition to being foul,
he is not a bird.
The reason I've never played it is it's also a little hard to understand because we're talking over each other. But let's see if you can make
it
out.
An early one.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. It is. It was when Zach was still on the show.
Okay. All I hear out of your mouth is my vagina hurts.
Oh, wow.
That was directed toward me, by the way. So.
Wow, for once, I wasn't the victim of the scorn.
Funny how that's still so
poignant.
Perfect.
Relevant.
Thanks, Steven. That's kind. It's real kind.
What was the one that I sent last night on email, Ben, about that you said on episode 51?
Something also about the female genitalia, I believe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll just leave it at that.
So as you can tell, Roundabout has been a real hit factory. Everything we try works every single time, except when it doesn't. Anyone remember the word of the day? How about the first incarnation of unsolicited advice? This is one that never aired, so because it was so horrible. Our genius idea was to turn the car talk concept on its head. Instead of listeners calling us, we decided to call up random listings in the phone book and try to force our expertise on the general public. Trying to verbally rape them, I guess you could say.
Thank you. Yes. Good description. Very good.
And it was quite the abortion, wasn't it, Craig?
You could say that. We had to abort it in the end. We couldn't carry it full term because people didn't know what podcasts were, even though we called ourselves Roundabout Radio.
Hello,
you're live on Radio Roundabout, and we're calling to see if you have any auto-related questions that we might be able to answer. We have an all-star panel of experts on the line right now to help out.
I believe that's a hang.
Well, hello, Marie. How are you?
How are you? Fine.
Oh, that's terrific. Say, we've got a panel of automotive experts here, and you're live on the radio right now, and we just wanted to know if you had any questions that we might be able to help you with.
I'm sorry. I don't really have service, and I can't hear you very well, and I don't know who you are, and I don't have any questions for you. But I appreciate your call.
Oh, well, we appreciate your time. Thank you. You too. And remember,
Merry Christmas.
Give us a shout.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Jeff was very intent on saying Merry Christmas to everyone.
What if I don't have service, even though I can hear you perfectly fine.
I'm just a doggy on the video.
Passed out, beating his wife.
Leave a message, and I'll get back with you. Thank you.
Leave a message. Got to.
Did you get that back on the record?
Of course he did. He's playing
Leave
it back.
Message, I'll get back with you.
He rang about 70 times, too.
Hello.
Hello, sir. This is Zach Bowman. How are you doing tonight?
Hello. This is Smith Residence.
The Smith residence?
You done reached the Smith residence.
I'm Zach Bowman with the Radio Roundabout Show, and we're giving callers in your area a visit just to find out if you have any auto-related questions.
No, I have no questions about anything. I don't have any questions. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
And Zach remains cool to the end.
I think he was thrown for a little bit of a loop. He's like,
I would have just laughed too hard.
Smith,
you did an admirable job.
This is the Smith residence. You have reached the Smith residence. Oh, thank you. I wasn't quite sure which residence I had reached.
Oh, another one.
Hello?
Hello, you're on Radio Roundabout, and we're calling to see if you have any automotive-related questions we can help you answer.
I'm busy, thank you.
But you're live on the radio right now.
Not anymore, she's not.
Does it ever work?
No.
Did Jeff just say automotive?
Automotive. It was an automotive.
Automotive.
Breaking seashells on his tummy.
So that's a roundabout first. We have never played that on the air. So
well,
what about the call?
The call.
All
right.
Well, based on our test sample, because that was our first trial, you know, experiment to see if this reaching out to people would work. You know, it's sort of like a community service, mm-hmm. if you will. But based on our test sample, no one in America has a car, and certainly no one needs advice. So, when that idea went nowhere, as you can tell, we got a lot of hang-ups. We decided to target people that we knew had cars. Craigslist posters. Uh-huh. But how could we make it funny?
Well,
how?
I don't know.
Ben.
How could we?
Let's find out.
Okay.
How could you?
Hello.
Hello, sir. This is Zach Bowman. You're live on Radio Roundabout. We're calling about your Craigslist ad for your Honda 600.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about your car.
Well, I don't know. I bought it on an auction sale. I was going to fix it up, but as far as I got with it, the side window in the back.
Not as far as that bottle of Jack.
The motor and the transmission is out of it, but it's inside the car sitting there.
Well, how well does it drive?
Pardon?
How does it drive?
How does it drive?
Yeah, how does it drive right now?
What do you mean, how does it drive?
Does it handle well or get good gas mileage?
It's pretty hard to drive it when the motor ain't in it.
Okay.
Oh,
so
dear.
It's not in the car?
No.
Oh.
It's on the pallet.
Okay. Does it run at least?
No, it don't run. The motor's on a pallet.
What kind of fuel economy does it get?
50 miles a gallon.
Wow.
Is the motor at least free in, or is it locked up?
I don't even know that.
We were hoping to find one in a little bit better shape than that. We apologize for taking up your time.
All righty, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Have a good night.
I love you, Zach. You're so diplomatic.
The one thing I never understood about that guy, how could he manage to get 50 miles per gallon with an engine on a crate, and now automakers are struggling to get 30 miles per gallon with the engine in the car?
They should have asked him. That's
the
thing.
And many automakers is that when the automakers engineer their cars, they're sober.
Yes,
that man was clearly drunk.
Sobriety is overrated, Stephen. Let's be honest.
I agree.
Colin, have you ever done any cold calls like this? And if so, what's your experience been? Have you had better luck than us?
Yeah, I've done plenty of... Well, I mean, I guess they weren't really totally cold calls, but no, it's the same thing. You're usually calling clients.
You just have to deal with the dealers, right?
Exactly. Well, I did, and yeah, you deal with clients, and they're like, no, you know, it's sound like the same thing, basically. No drunk people, though, so...
Damn. Alcohol makes stuff
drunk
fun.
People, you must be calling the wrong dealers.
He's not
was
using
like
Craigslist.
When I was 19 or 20, we used to call the escorts out of the local newspaper.
Now that's just immature.
I ask them what was what.
It did remind me, actually, when I was
what my $500 is getting me.
But now it's roses.
I do have a vivid memory when I was a little kid, like five, I would always just smash the keys on the old Dell, not Dell, the Bell phones, you know, and then people would pick up. But it was really weird. It would always be a Spanish person speaking in Spanish.
¿Por qué?
Yeah. It was traumatic, you know. Clearly, that's the only thing I remember from being five.
You don't remember your uncle coming over for long periods of time, the basement, the puppet shows? No?
You're paying for my therapy now, but no.
Court-ordered therapy. All right. So that's a look back at some of our favorite ROAB moments from the past, you know, 730-odd days or so. But enough of this rear-view stuff. Let's play some games. But before we do that, though, the answering machine has really been filling up, and Ben, I think we'd better take a few calls.
Yeah, I think they've heard of the news, and let's see what they have to say.
Give it a what for.
All right.
You mean you leaked the news to them before you told us?
No, I think they've been calling in live. I only have two on the answering machine right now. I'm going to play them both.
I'm going to my angry stage right now.
Okay. All right. Well, let's have our quiet stage next.
Let us know
next.
When you get to denial.
All right. First up.
Hello, Roundabout crew. This is Will, a.k.a. Mon Monster from the chat room. Just wanted to wish you guys a happy 100th episode, and I will be enjoying the show while putting on some face lube, eating Hot Pockets, and wearing a blue shirt. Have a great episode, guys, and hope to see you soon. Bye-bye.
Well, that's nice.
Yes,
he doesn't seem as worried as I would have thought. Mm-hmm. But, okay, let's see who's next.
We won't be tormenting him.
Hi, this is Al Vancor, Vancor Communications. I'm saddened to learn of Roundabout's impending demise, but the fact they waited for 95 episodes before hauling me in to try and save their sorry asses is testament to the leadership the show has been burdened with. Hopefully somebody will have some foresight and resurrect this jewel in the rough and breathe life into it like it should have had the first 94 shows. If this isn't possible, then bury the damn thing and we'll all get on with our lives.
Here.
Did he say Jew in the rough?
Well, I thought he also was going to donate some of his Sky Miles to us as well. To give us a cash injection.
Yes, we could sell those on the black mileage market and turn some tricks. Whatever.
Oh, my.
Steven would know about that. But
yes, he's
more on that later.
For 32 years, he was a teenage runaway. Steven, I understand you were a boozer, a user, and a loser. Is that
and
true?
And a loser.
Did you steal someone's television
TV.
Set? Yes.
I stole the TV.
It was real.
Now I'm back in school.
They took it off of Netflix again. Netflix.
Yeah. Well, that
Steven's
was fun.
Real name.
It was funnish, wasn't it?
Yeah, ish.
I think so.
Definitely
but
ish.
But now we promised some games, so let's do a game.
The Price is Correct. Yes.
Internet's
most exciting
podcast game.
The fantastic prizes. The fabulous
10-minute-ish
prize is
correct. Insert contestant name here.
Come on down.
All right, Jefferson Ross, it's time to get to your baby. The Price is Correct.
Yay.
This is something you fathered. You sired this segment. Tell our
Bless
listeners
Steven.
Tell our listeners about this fun competition.
Well, this competition, I find cars on the Craigslist, and I describe them to the contestants, and they must come up with a price without going over. And then the winner wins a secret prize that is then emailed to them.
So it's not really a prize at all.
A kind gesture can be a prize. A nice thank you. How do you do?
I'll have to try that sometime.
Instead of giving someone a Christmas present, shake their hand. Give them a compliment.
And they'll call you a cheap ass. So what?
The best thing is always stealing a gift card that hasn't had anything on it. And then
I have never
and
then
giving them to that. Ooh, $50 to Starbucks.
Is that how Florida rolls?
That's how we do it.
Doing it in the dangle.
Happy holidays, everybody. I know what I'm getting you, Zach.
Yes.
Stealing something?
I'll raise enough hell at customer service. I'll be like, listen, my grandmother got me this, and if I find out that your corporation took her $50...
She's on a fixed income.
She's on a fixed income.
Hi,
Social
this was
Security.
A gift, but I'd like to return it for cash.
So, Jeff, what is our first little early... I always confuse those two in the early days, and I'm doing it again.
What?
Zach and Jeff. I always used to confuse them. Don't you remember?
No, I don't.
When I don't take my dementia medication.
Mm-hmm.
Sets in.
Cool.
Anyway, Jeff, what is our first vehicle tonight?
Well, I came up with some cars that celebrate a milestone, just as Roundabout is celebrating its own milestone tonight. Hmm. And the first such car is a 35th anniversary Nissan 350Z.
What are some of the attributes of this car besides being a 35th anniversary?
It's yellow. It comes with a Carfax. And it has about 84,000 miles on it. It's a 2005. And it seems to be in pretty good shape. I don't think they're exactly that rare. It was kind of just one of those packages.
Yeah. What year is it? One more time.
2005. And it seems to have snow tires. Looking at the picture.
Do you know where it's located? What state? Or province?
Ventura, California.
Oh, Michelle probably.
Wait, this has snow tires on it?
Oxnard.
All right.
No, it's just one of the pictures. It looks like they're really knobby, like snow tires.
Is this a manual or automatic?
Looks like an automatic.
Ew.
Yeah, so $10,000.
Who the hell buys a Nissan Z with an automatic?
Oh, no.
Careful,
we're not,
this got
we're
us
not
into trouble for.
This down this guy's trouble.
No, really?
Steven, you were not there in the early days. You don't know what happened when we said that.
The ADA was knocking.
Steven, how much would you pay for this 350Z?
How many miles again?
85-ish thousand.
15 grand.
Money! Zach. I got a Z card still, sir. $1, Bob. $1.
Someone's got to be the dickhole.
Michelle?
This is not so much about the ADA as much as it is about it's in California. So automatic isn't really a problem. So I'm going to go with $18,000.
And before I go any further, did I mention it's yellow? Just keep that in mind, everyone.
What trim is it?
God, Colin, stop. You're bullying.
Special edition trim?
It's the 35th anniversary.
Is it? Anniversary. Okay.
You've all done very well.
Literally.
This guy's probably an idiot, so I'm going to say it's $19,850.68.
I'm just going to put
$19,000. Put cents on Craigslist. Frequently.
Well, the actual retail
I don't
price.
Get to guess. What the hell, Jeff?
Oh,
Steven. Oh yeah, you.
$22,653.
You're putting me in a bind in there.
Yeah.
Well, still, Steven wins because the asking price is $17,992.
Oh, Michelle was
$8 off.
What a steal.
No.
Sorry, Michelle. I came over.
I know. Like, who calls their price $992?
Yeah.
All right, Michelle.
California love.
Right.
What was that? What the hell was that?
I just realized I had that sound effect, and this was in California.
What? I didn't even know what it was. It was Stephen Hawking.
Have a listen. It's our Price is Correct virtual host.
California love. California knows how to party. California.
Why is
knows
this happening?
How to part. In the city. LA.
You made this why?
Long Beach.
Because Jeff previously had a California edition of The Price is Correct. So.
This is
California.
Entertaining? Yes, it is. You're right.
What's
next,
before?
Jeff?
There's no slashes? I love the slash. he slash, she slash.
What's our next vehicle, Jefferson Ross?
All right. Celebrating its 30th anniversary is a 1999 Pontiac Trans Am in Macomb Township, Michigan.
Michiganawa.
Eastern time zone.
V8,
it has
V6.
About 52,000 miles on it. According to this, only 1,000 were made, and this is number 944. It is a manual with a Hurst shifter. And it has T-tops. T-tops automatically add $30 to the price of a car in my book. So I will be adding $30 to your guesses.
Keep that in mind.
If it was a T-top Porsche, that'd be a $35,000 option.
It's true. Yep.
All right, who starts us off, Jeff?
Craig, what do you think?
Can I do mine in wampum? Because I wouldn't pay dollars.
Right?
Yeah. God, I don't know. 6,900.
How about you, Colin?
You said, is it a V8 or V6?
It's a 5.7 liter LS1, and it's got the package. It's white with blue racing stripes and blue wheels and blue fog lights.
Really selling
it's
it up.
Driven by a total douchebag.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
A douchebag that can do amazing burnouts, by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Just saying.
12,500.
Are you sure?
No change?
No, it's 28 cents, yeah.
12,530.
All right, Michelle.
I think this guy is actually going to be more proud of it. And I was going to say 12, but I'm going to up Colin's ante, and I'm going to say 14.
Ow, ow.
Zachary.
I'm going to go with 10,530.
And Mr. Ewing. Mr. Ewing.
I will go with a cool 9 grand.
All right, let me tabulate. And the winner is Michelle, finally.
Yay!
Congratulations. You just won the title of honorary roundabout colonel, the highest civilian accolade given out by the podcast.
I realize you probably thought it was worth a lot.
They didn't care.
Did you guys not hear the sound of
Michelle, you won an award. Would you like to hear your award?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Please.
You
yes,
just
you
won
can.
The title of honorary roundabout colonel, the highest civilian accolade given out by the podcast.
That includes a level up.
Wow.
Craig, on the other hand.
Who let Craig's mom out? Woof, 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 woof.
Wow, Zach can laugh. Wow.
That's entertaining.
There is a sense of humor behind that steely face. Wow.
I'm going to. Yes, yeah. Let's keep going.
$18,000 for that thing? No.
Talk down.
No,
no.
Bad.
No. All right, third and final.
Our final car, celebrating its 40th birthday.
Ooh.
A 2004 Porsche 911 in Plano, Texas.
I'm sorry, a what 911?
It's 2004.
Steven? Are you there?
I'm there.
Okay.
It's a Porsche.
Okay.
That's what I said.
What's wrong?
I thought I heard you mispronounce it.
Nope.
He vacillates on the E.
This car has 10,000 miles, ooh, and it was only driven in light rain once.
I like when they make that distinction.
But it was driven through a hailstorm.
Only once.
That just happened to be Hurricane Andrew.
Where is this car again?
Say, what flood
it
damage?
Time travels too back to like 1993. That's amazing.
It's in Plano, Texas.
Cowboy with a midlife crisis.
That's Michelle. Michelle, this is in your wheelhouse.
That was for Gorski.
Yeah.
It's from Texas.
Let's start the bidding off with you, Michelle. Damn. On the silver 40th anniversary.
I'm going to say Texans are very proud, so I'm going to go with of their shit, right? Like, I mean, they love their flash. So I'm going to say 51.
Ooh.
Nope.
Ooh, dollars.
Colin?
Does it have the PDK? PDK?
It's a what year?
Easy Ewing. Everybody loves the Porsche.
And it doesn't.
Automatic?
It doesn't say, but it looks like it's a stick.
So no, not the PDK.
$80,000.
$80?
Jesus Christ!
Craig,
is that with or without the blow the trunk? That's the question.
Right on the Mexico border, I think.
$29,950.
What do you think, Craig?
$29,950.
Steven.
$35,000.
And Zach.
I'm going to say $36,000.
Oh, you bitch.
And let me find it. Let's see who won here.
If Zach wins.
Steven.
Oh.
guess of 35 because he was asking 45,000.
No, but Zach said 36.
Oh, never mind. Zach, you won.
Congratulations. Hey, you've just won the latest in fruit-based computing technology married to super sweet awesomeness. It's an Apple Newton installed in the dash of your brand spanking old 1999 Mitsubishi Eclipse. H.O.T. Hot, Jeffrey. Now back to you.
That was the third and final. So
sorry about that, Zach. I hadn't written your number down yet, so cool. I just counted you.
No.
He's honored still. He's honored.
You can tell.
All right.
You can expect your emails all later tonight.
But wait. We do have a development.
What?
One of our fans, Ty Williams, actually sent me an IM and is protesting the price on the Nissan because he found the exact same one. I've sent the link to Ben.
Scandal.
This never happens. Whatever.
Colonel Angus.
Everything is legit on there.
Just like the internet. If it says it, it's true.
All right. Well,
so
that is...
The Nissan winner might change now, right, Ben?
Not based off the post we used. Because that guy could have listed in multiple areas, right?
Right.
Right.
Craig,
what are you going to do here?
The plot is thickening. This is like cornstarch in the gravy. It's just causing trouble. I don't know. Jeff has to call it. He's the judge and jury. He's the final say.
I'm getting independent reports that say the same thing. I'm serious.
Ben, I think we need to move on.
That means people are listening to us, y'all. That's kind of funny.
Holy crap. I never thought that would happen.
So this is actually live right now. People can tune in and like hear this.
This is funny.
Really? Is this cameras on?
So, Jeff, there's a different winner, right? Who won?
Craig did. Great.
What was your IM'd price?
It's 16. What is it? It comes in at 16,293.
Yeah, how about that?
Deliberation. Deliberation.
It was still the same person. Steven. Because you were close. You only lost by $8. Now you lost by a lot more.
Yeah. I was still over.
You're still the winner. Your email's on the way.
Well, now that we've cleared up.
Yes. All right, guys. It is nearly time to thank some of the fine folks that have made this program possible. But, Ben, I think we've got a few more messages rolling in.
They're building up, so let's knock through a couple of them.
Okay, let's do it.
Hey, it's Dan Gray from MPGOmatic.com, and I just wanted to send a shout-out to my pals at Roundabout and congratulate them for hitting 100 episodes. That's freaking insane. 100 episodes, you're just going around and around and around. You ever feel like you're not going anyplace?
Pretty much.
He's actually friendly despite being from New Jersey. He smashes stereotypes.
All right, next one in the queue.
Hello, Roundabout Show. This is Dr. Claw calling to say, I can't quite believe you've made it through 100 episodes. I don't know how you've managed. I tried everything I could to foil you. I'll get you next time! Next time!
Inspector Roundabout.
Oh, he's sad.
No one wants to inspect her around a bit.
Oh.
Just a steaming pot of hatred.
I would expect no less, Craig.
Well, Rich isn't going to be able to speak for 2 weeks now after he, I'm sure, ripped his esophagus. Dr. Claw.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Doing something so useful.
Don't you judge Steven. That's just judgmental.
I would never judge anyone. Right.
Well, hey, Ben, you were going through your plastic toys at your parents, did you have a Dr. Claw?
I was not an Inspector Gadget fan, I'm afraid.
I was.
What?
Craig wanted to be Penny for Halloween.
I mean, I watched it, but it wasn't like a collectible.
Use it, Jeff.
Mark it, Ben.
How about that? All right.
How about shut the hell up?
Yeah, we better take a commercial break. How about that? Good idea, me.
Good idea,
Ben,
you.
Who makes this show possible?
First of all, we want to thank our friends at Quicksilver Motor Oil. Thank you.
It's a good one.
For your support.
Are we going to have to pay back their advertising dollars that they sent us? That's going to be unfortunate.
You didn't get yours yet?
I have spent that money.
Oh, God.
Today's broadcast of Roundabout is brought to you in part by...
Oh, hi. Jimmy Stewart here for Quicksilver Motor Oil. Quicksilver gives your car lively go power. Shucks, I use it every time I go motoring, but you don't have to be in pictures to afford Quicksilver. It's just pennies more than the next lowest cost lubricant. Well, let me tell you, that peace of mind is worth miles and miles on the open road. Quicksilver, you can bet your hard-earned dollar you won't find a finer motor oil.
And also by Confederated Baling Twine.
One thing before you play that. Scott in Cleveland says, Dr. Claw sounds like Bob Lutz.
Oh, maybe Bob Lutz was calling us.
You never know.
Probably.
He must have been.
We're going to go ahead and say probably. And also by Confederated Baling Twine.
Francine, you quiet down now. I was trying to hear Leonard Skinner. Oh, hey, you.
What the cluck's going on here?
Shucks, it's all them chickens in the back seat. They's got to learn to shut the fuck up.
No need to get your britches in a bind. Try these.
Fuck's that?
It's Grandpa Perkins Confederated Baling Twine, guaranteed to hitch down your toughest chicken-related emergencies. Just strap that coop down to the roof, and you'll be enjoying Knox County's finest FM radio in no time.
That's fine for them, but what about old Rufus here?
No problem. Grampy's Confederated Twine can strap down most anything to the outside of your vehicle. There you go. You're gonna love that bumper, Fido.
Thank you kindly. Now I've got room on the front seat for my 30-pack of Natty Light. Ain't nothing Twine can't do.
That's right. Just remember that name. Grampy Boykin's Confederated Baling Twine. Go on now, get yourself some.
I got myself some.
Roundabout does not condone drinking and driving. Please enjoy Natty Light responsibly.
And also by Safety Skid Brakes.
Did you hear that? It's the comforting sound of my safety skid brakes with patent-pending safety squeal technology. During dangerous panic maneuvers, safety squeal warns other motorists and innocent bystanders to brace for impact. When the wheels lock up, you know they're stopping with maximum power, and the violent pedal pulsation lets you know they're working. Think of it as a soothing massage for your tootsies. Remember, you can stop on a dime or you can do it for less with safety skid brakes. Watch out, kids, I'm coming through!
He ran through a playground. Yeah, that one turned out really well. Thanks to Ben's editing and my writing.
Yes. If you do say so yourself.
I don't mean to...
As I was saying earlier, we do have a backlog of messages, so let's just really quick get through two
more.
Hey, everyone. It's Joel Fetter from High Gear Media, also known as Fetter Fetter. Just calling in to get my trademark. Oh, yeah. On the air because, hey, we want to make sure that it's aired one last time before this horrible, horrible garbage show is finally mothballed after 100 episodes. I mean, every week, week in and week out, somehow Craig's screechy voice makes it onto the internet for users around the globe. I mean, this isn't fun stuff like some people think S&M is. This is just pure torture. The world will be a better place, and tomorrow the sun will come out. Right? Right. So long.
Well, sounds like a happy, satisfied customer.
Hey, Craig, is he still angry because you sent him a dictionary?
Did I send him a dictionary, Michelle? Dictionary.
Well, that's the perfect attitude for moving to the Northwest, I hear.
Mm-hmm.
What dictionary?
I'd like to point out that Joel just called Craig's voice screechy.
Yeah, I think that's worth noting. All right,
Not. It's clearly false.
Just would
but
like to make that very clear.
He's lying. He's full of baloney. Come on, guys.
Back me up here.
Back me up, Ben. You're sitting across from me. The fidelity is perfect.
Yep.
Next, do we have another call?
Yeah, next message.
Hey, it's Dick DiBartolo, Mad Magazine's maddest writer. Heard your show's going off the air. I actually never heard your show, but I just found this phone number and called in case one of your two listeners might want to subscribe to the magazine. Anyway, that's it. Dick DiBartolo, Mad's maddest writer. What, you worry? I think you should. Bye.
And apparently an equine enthusiast.
Do you think he has a...
You know what? I love his eBay account.
Do you think he has a mini horse? Is he selling any mini horse?
He can get him on his boats.
Well, he sells, like, all this great, mad, like, vintage stuff from, like, this, you know, the old days. And I just, I'm obsessed with his eBay account. I love Dick.
Do you?
Mark it!
Zach is unfazed naturally, but what can you do?
Oh no, no!
Whoops! We didn't need to hear that again.
You know, it's time for a change of pace. As I promised at the top of the show, we'd be playing a fine selection of our best games, and my personal favorite is actually Versus. I'm not ashamed to say. As you know, in this face-off, two panelists debate the merits and demerits of one particular vehicle, and the other two, or in this case, many, pick a winner.
And what we're doing this time, we're doing teams. Mm-hmm. So we'll pick the pro team first, and then the con team.
Pro team?
Yeah, and then the rest will be judges.
So the other two. So fewer judges than players.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Well. You think there are fewer criminals than judges? No, it's the other way around. Get out in the world for once, Craig.
Pick your winners, Ben. Time's a waste.
Time for Versus!
Wrong sound effect!
All right, let's pick some names here. We'll pick pro first. First, we've got Michelle. Michelle, you will argue pro. You will argue pro in conjunction with
Steven.
Yay!
Amazing. Next, we will do con.
We are the kings of bullshit.
Yeah, mark it, Ben.
That's true.
You guys had a little to drink or
it's
what?
It's the last show. Who cares?
That's a good point. Good point. Can't get sued now.
Rails, baby.
All right. The first con is Jeff. All right, Jeff. Who will you be partnering up with? I hope it's a good one. It is Craig. Oh, I feel for you.
Oh.
That means
that's
our judge.
Depressing.
Our Zachary Bowman.
I already
Bowman.
Feel conned.
Zach, judgmental as ever, will be a judge, as well as Colin.
Okay.
My teammate's not on the screen anymore. That's
awkward. That means
I've got Michelle!
Go!
Now for the rules. The pro must do their best. The pros must do their best to convincingly talk up the positive aspects of the vehicle in each of our three rounds, no matter how awful they think said vehicle really is.
Now you guys are working together, so you guys, you know, you kind of do this as a conversation. Mm-hmm.
The cons must do the exact opposite and tear apart the vehicles, no matter how good they may actually be. So each of you will have 45 seconds per car to state your cases. Following that, there's a 15-second rebuttal round. Our judges today are Mr. Colin Bird and, of course, Zachary Bowman.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So you guys will determine the winner after all three rounds are played. So please have a scrap of paper or, you know, an open Word document just so you can take notes, you know, who you thought won each of the three rounds. And then we
has
tally
Zach
it up.
Ever played Versus before?
Just pretend.
I have.
Just pretend. Has.
I don't think Colin has, though. Have you, Colin?
I know who's going to win already, so.
No.
This team that Craig is not on.
You never know, Craig. You're quite the order.
Okay, last time we started with pro. This time we start with con. That means Team Con, whoever you are, I don't have it in front of me. You will start.
Craig.
Okay, you guys will have to, I don't know, fight for who goes first.
Who is my partner again?
Jeff. It's me, Craig.
Oh, that's right. Jefferson, we got to take them down, all right?
It looks nice.
Yeah, get ready to say that a lot,
right,
Jeff.
What's our first vehicle, Benjamin?
Well, I will tell you your first vehicle, and these are all themed.
Mm-hmm.
They're all 100 vehicles. Isn't that clever of me? Yes, it is.
Why is that clever?
Because it's the 100th episode.
Michelle? Are you with us?
Come on, let's just keep rolling. Come on, yep. Quickness.
All right, so our first
vehicle. Hungry, dinner's ready.
Our first vehicle is, in fact, the Buick Century.
What year?
Just the Buick Century in general. So, you're kind of wide open there. So, at the sound of my bell, Team Con, you will have 45 seconds. The bell could come at any moment. In fact, it could come now.
God, was there a more horrible front-wheel drive car when the last generation of this thing was out? Four-speed automatic pushrod V6. Leave it to GM to keep building a two-valve V6 in this day and age.
Craig, don't forget they named it after the average age of their customer.
Of course. How could I forget the geriatrics? In fact, I saw an old woman. She was driving one the other day, and she had like a rain bonnet on inside the car. It was sunny out, mind you, and she could literally not see over the door panels.
Now, wasn't this the car that if you wanted a Grand Prix but you had no soul, you bought a Buick Century?
Yes, and it comes with a free donut for the seat that you can sit on.
Ooh, and the favorite color was brown, I believe.
Yes, I believe it was. Or white. Blandsburg white was the color.
Either way, it looks good on the back of a flatbed.
To the crusher.
All right, there you go.
Well done.
It's time.
Great job, Jeff. Great job.
High five.
Air five.
It's time for Team Pro, and at the sound of my bell, you know what to do.
Hey, Michelle.
Yeah.
Did you know something about what a remarkable piece of engineering the Buick Century was? According to Wikipedia, the name came about because Buick was designing its first production car capable of reaching 100 miles per hour. And because the Century was that first vehicle, they named it the Century because apparently in Europe, going 100 miles or 100 miles per hour is referred to as doing the Century.
Absolutely.
Isn't
and you
that
know
remarkable?
What?
That was it the is first 100 mile per hour capable vehicle.
And here's the thing. This car is actually goes back many, many years to actually back to the 30s. So it has like that mark.
That's really neat.
I'm afraid, Michelle, your partner has hoed you out because you did not get very much time.
Steven, you talk too much.
He's a hoe.
That's the truth.
All right, Team Con, it's time for a rebuttal. And when you hear my bell, you will have only 15 seconds to rebut.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready and...
Doing the Century? That just sounds filthy.
Can any Buick Century go more than 100 miles an hour?
No. It's a lie. Can't be.
Impossible. We're right. Team Con.
I'll take this one, Steven. Thank you.
Okay, I do have something to add,
Remember,
I'll
only
start.
15
Make
seconds,
sure it's
Michelle.
14 seconds worth.
All right, at the sound of my bell, Team Pro, you can rebut. And bell.
This is an enthusiast car, right? I mean, even though they were trying to hit 100 miles per hour, it doesn't matter. It's actually a car that was built for buyers and real consumers. And
I lost my virginity in the back of a Buick Century.
We win!
That's a true story.
Wow. Going to such lengths. That's kind of pathetic.
You probably should have led with that. I'm just saying.
You're right.
Wow.
Not sure what to say.
Me either, Craig. Me either.
But I should ask our judges what they thought.
Say because you have to lose.
Now, judges, don't give us your final verdict, but what were your impressions of this round? Colin?
You know, the Century, it was kind of a bad car, but, you know, especially the sex aspect, I don't know. I'm changing my mind.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
It's kind of in the middle.
Just saying.
No, what?
No, I say the sex was a positive aspect.
So Zach, your thoughts?
You know, I'm going to agree with Colin there. It's a bad car. It's an easy one to argue against.
Sounds like Bowman's voting along party lines.
Yeah. Whoa.
Autoblog party lines.
The
plot thickens.
All right, let's move on to round two, shall we?
Pro, you'll get a Lexus next week.
Yeah.
Right. All right. It's time for our next 100-themed vehicle, and that vehicle is the Ford 500. So there you go, Ford 500. This time, we start with Team Pro, because Team Con started first. So, that's right, Star Trek fan, at the sound of my bell.
How is this a 100? I'm just curious.
It's not a 100, it's a 100.
See that third word there, Michelle? That means numbers.
Why can't we argue the Fiat, then?
Michelle,
don't race their 200.
Michelle, don't be difficult, please.
You could add the 300 and the 200 together, and you get a Fiat 500.
That's true.
Michelle, don't be difficult episode, please. All right. At the sound of my bell, it's time for Team Pro. And...
Go ahead, Steven.
Oh. You know, Michelle lost her virginity in the back of a Ford 500. And because of that, it's had a profound...
It's not a Model A.
...piece of our history as Americans. Because the Ford 500 was the time they used the CVT, which CVTs are a big deal now. Lots of people...
It was innovative. Yes, it was.
Innovative.
It broke the... It didn't call it the Taurus anymore, so it was trying to break... Michelle, you, go.
Right, so they were trying to rebrand something that was, you know, obviously like a pretty good car, and it was... but they wanted to try to do something a little bit.
Shut up. Shut up now.
Don't right. you tell me to shut up.
I would just like to point out, Steven, that just because she says that she lost her virginity in the back of a 500 doesn't mean that's actually...
But that was her first time with me, and she told me I was her first.
Okay. I think we're a little too far here.
Michelle!
It's time for Team Con.
Jeff Ross, you ready? Buddy?
Say, did you hear that? Ben said it's time for Team Con. That means shut your mouths. At the sound of my bell, Team Con will have 45 seconds. Here's my bell.
God, is there a more boring car on the road? If you want a Toyota, go to the Toyota store. Come on. Look at the
dull.
Yeah, I
guess if you didn't want to spend the extra money on a Volvo, you go buy a Ford 500.
And a 3-liter V6 in a huge-ass car? No, didn't work. That thing vibrated like a coffee grinder. Didn't provide enough acceleration. It was a terrible drive. Sure, it's a safe car. Sure, it had lots of backseat room, but big freaking deal. It's boring.
And it didn't look nice.
So, yeah, Ford 500, uncomfortable, too. I don't like the platform it's built on because it's very narrow. Your feet get... It's just a compromise, and I'm glad it's gone. Amen. Jeff, anything else to add?
I agree.
Too late.
He agrees. You hear that? We're unanimous.
I had actually...
Yes, Jeff? You got cut off there.
Yeah, what? Huh?
Jefferson.
Uh-oh. Why don't you plug yourself back in?
No, I said I had actually never driven one.
Mm.
Okay. Well, good.
But they don't look nice.
They definitely don't look nice. That's a good point, Jeff. It's time for our rebuttal round. No, yes, it is, Craig. And that means we've got 15 seconds on the clock for Team Pro. At the sound of my bell, go.
You know, I think trying to do something, rebadging it with the transmission that it had and the fact that it had, like, technology packages, like the Sirius radio and all that stuff, was just an experiment for Ford. I think it's a transitional car.
You're done.
Was that actually supposed to be positive?
Shut
damn
up.
Damn you, with faint praise.
All right. Time for the rebuttal from Team Con. When you hear my bell, 15 seconds.
Well, Michelle did our job for us calling it a transitional car.
And it was
not good
not
looking.
Well accepted.
Well, there we go.
We're done. We don't need 15 seconds.
All right.
We're finished here.
Well
we
done.
Won. Round's ours.
Craig always finishes early.
Okay, Ben, your little computer better pick us a better car because you're not being fair.
It has 100 in the name.
I'm doing.
I only need 10 seconds.
Let's go to the judges and see who's being fair here or not. Colin.
So, yeah, I guess I actually kind of like the styling on the 500, so frankly, I'm a little offended.
You're that guy.
That one guy.
I feel like he's questioning my taste, so I'll just say that much.
His vote counts. That's all that matters.
Right. Zachary.
Have you ever seen the 500? It was hideous.
I'll have to say I didn't mind
Steven!
I didn't mind the Taurus.
This
version.
Part doesn't count.
Oh, it yes.
Like Audi, it looked like an Audi A6 or something of the time, no?
Okay. Well, that sounds like something a Ford representative would say back in 2005.
Zach, your impressions?
Yeah, those were both pretty weak arguments. I awarded 1 point in that round. I'm not going to say who it went to. So.
How many points were possible?
One from each.
One.
An infinite number. A depthless well. Let's put it there.
All right. Next.
All right, final
all right,
round,
folks, it's
number
time,
three.
Time for our third and final round. Our third car is the Volvo P1800.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Con, how do we argue against this?
Okay, wait. Here's my question. Ben?
Yes?
before picking this car, did you have you ever heard of it?
I don't know. Have I?
I talk about this car all the time, so you might have.
Perhaps. Let's get on with it. This time it's Team Con again.
How is this century?
100.
Hundred.
What don't you guys understand about that?
They're very
it's a simple concept.
Simple-minded.
Yes, I know.
Hold on. Go ahead.
1800.
Thank you, Michelle. You're
it's
getting
18
enough.
Times 100.
Yep, thank you.
The only thing that matters, Jeff, is your argument ready.
It's time for Team Con. At the sound of my bell, you will have 45 seconds. Per usual. Here's my bell.
Yeah, apparently this is a car that came from Volvo, and, like, according to the Wikipedia, it was in the 60s through the early 70s, you know?
1961 to 1973, and Volvo wanted a sports car?
But they got to have... It's got to be safe. That's all they think about is safety and people not getting thrown out of the windshield.
The only thing safe about this car is it looks like it won't be stolen.
This design is a safe bet. Yes, I agree. Gosh... What is there to say about such a car, you know?
It's frumpy.
A little bit.
It's negative.
It looks bad. Like it's scowling.
Does it look just nice,
say,
Jeff?
It looks
just
constipated.
Say negative.
If it
just
were
say negative words.
Yeah, I just
black, gray,
taupe. Horrible, the humanity. Yes, and there's some guy.
You were done.
Yes, we are.
All right, Michelle
I'm
and Steven.
To get everyone gloomy.
Sad thunderstorms.
Michelle and Steven, 45 seconds on the clock.
This bitch is a classic.
Absolutely. I adore the design of this car. It was so progressive for Volvo to do this. And I call it the pregnant aunt, but I absolutely adore it. I went one so badly. It was well-built. It was safe. And it's a classy design. It looks amazing still going down the road. At the time, it was really progressive. People who wanted to look a little different and still drive a Volvo, it made a statement. What do you think, Steven?
I think it's damn hot.
Right?
That's
and
quite
I think
a statement.
It's a Volvo, so it'll never die.
Right, exactly.
Do you rest your case then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to keep going. Just saying.
All right, time for our rebuttal rounds. Third and final rebuttal rounds. We start with Team Con. 15 seconds are on the clock.
Well, Michelle says it's looks like a pregnant ant. Well, ants reproduce asexually, so that is technically impossible.
Very good, Craig. Excellent.
Bad car.
Well done.
I mean, I've got one.
You get ready. Because
ready.
I'm okay. Gonna get I got
go Steven
at the sound of the bell.
This car has the Guinness World Record for highest mileage of the same vehicle set by a guy in New York who has covered in excess of 2 million miles in his Volvo 1800.
Wow.
So, was that Guinness or Guinnessed?
Guinness.
Shut up.
All right, judges, round three. Let's start with Bowman. Thoughts?
It was good, you know. The con team was a little weak on that one. What can you do?
That one being all of them.
yeah.
Bring it.
He's flashing that ring at me. It's making me nervous.
I'm married.
I see you're married. Yeah.
I was actually just trying to show you my fist.
Blang. There we go. Blang.
Tom. Yep. I gotta say, you know, I thought I was gonna be sold by pregnant aunts. That's usually what I like to hear in a sales pitch. But then that the technicality that aunts are all female and they produce asexually, I don't know. You know,
that was so
ouch. Yeah. That was a fatal blow. I believe that's my prediction right there.
You all might be a little prejudiced there, Ben.
I might be, because I hate
aunts.
You, apparently.
Oh, I see. Never mind.
All right, judges, we've done the three rounds. We got to tabulate your votes. Vehicle number one, the Buick Century. Zach, who did you vote for?
That one went to Con, yeah.
Wow. We carried the day, Jeff.
We did.
All right. 18 points.
We broke up Team Autoblog.
All right.
Wait, Michelle doesn't...
Colon.
Yeah, Jeff works for me. Auto Vitale.
No, Steven and Eric.
What are we talking about now?
That was a con for me as well with 28,000 points.
Multiply that by three.
Yeah, but my points are worth more. Colin's points are like lira. Nobody.
Yeah, they're, yeah, yeah.
Because he lives in Chicago, they're worth less because the cost of living is higher.
Chicago.
Yeah, like
Jeff, will you Chicago's do that clever like thing where you pointed us again? Because that was really well done.
Look at that. God, he's so good at it. Look at him. The dexterity.
Or I could point it down.
He's like a Romanian gymnast.
I'm gonna try and point it. Oh, nope. See, I did it wrong.
Beep, boop, beep, beep, beep.
Judges, round two. Round two was the Ford 500, another hundreds themed vehicle.
That wasn't actually a 100.
Well, you can shut your trap, Steven. Who won this round? Let's start with Colin.
Let's see. I got the pros down for this.
Oh.
2,770,000.
Okay. No hanging chads this time? No.
Huh?
No hanging chads.
No hanging chads.
All right. All right. Pro took it. What about you, Zach?
You know, despite the fact that this was a pretty terrible car, Pro took this one too. Michelle made good points about the satellite radio, and I think they mentioned something about the CVT, which...
Hell yeah, Michelle.
There you go.
All right, it's all down to the Volvo P1800. Because Pro took round two, Con has round one. It's all tied up. It's down to the third and final fight. Judges, your thoughts on the Volvo P1800.
Colin?
All I got to say is pregnant ants, which means that the cons win.
Yes!
Sweet!
Yeah, see, I had this one.
I have ants, and ants never get pregnant. I don't know how they exist.
I think they lay eggs.
Yeah, see, I gave it to the pros. We got a tie game.
You know what that means? We got to go to the chat room now. And we've got a boatload of chatters. Because the judges can't do their job. Pick a winner.
Chat room, you now have 30 seconds to vote. Vote, 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 vote.
Go vote. Come on. Type in pro, type in con. Who do you think won? We know it's con. So I'm going to just go ahead and say that. Jeff100 says con. Mud Monster con. Whoa, everybody. I can't even keep
Baja
up.
Buster con. Seattle Jeremy con.
Oh my God.
Scott and Cleveland pro.
Blowing up.
It's Jeff being a dickhole.
Gorski says P-R-O pro.
Wow.
William S. Con. Pro.
Is that Williams?
The ghost of Ray Haroon. Pro.
Uh-oh. It might be a...
Randy. Zach wins. Jeff 100. Conch shell. IADA Bruce. Pro. Steven Ewing. Stop it, Jeff. And my father says abstain.
He loves abstinence.
He loves all of his roundabout children equally. That's nice.
I'm the favorite.
So
I think there were more cons on that screen.
I think so too.
I'm gonna go ahead and say there were. I think there were.
Legitimately
so,
though.
The hell you say?
F100 was going con 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 con.
Well, F100 is Jeff Ross.
All right, fine. Then we'll call it a tie then, and the next person who says pro or con,
con!
Splits it.
Con!
No, in the chat room.
That was Jeff!
No, it can't be. All right, roundabout 8:45 says pro, so that means pros get it. Sorry, guys.
There were never any ground rules set here.
Well, he and or she is a...
That's it.
And William S. says pro, 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 pro. Brooklyn did say con.
Okay, we won. Let's move on.
Okay.
Who is this roundabout 8:45? A philanderer?
Winner!
That's what I
say. Winner, chicken dinner.
Sorry, Craig and Jeff.
Person from Belgium?
Flanders?
No, I don't know what you mean.
Neither do I. I think it's time for more phone messages, though, Ben.
I do think so. We've got a few more left in the queue. Jeff, why don't you let go of your microphone? There we go. That's
He's
nice.
He's disappeared.
All right, it's time for another phone message.
Zach is bored again. He's
who do we,
his webcam.
Who do we have? Who do we have?
Who called in now?
Hey, this is Mirko Reinhardt calling from Bad Oldesloe, Germany.
Long distance.
So,
on speakerphone, no less.
Correctly, this is the last episode of Roundabout ever, so I don't have to stay up all night on Fridays anymore. That's amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You can be a dick in any language. Listen to that.
It's a good picture of him. It's like so dreamy.
It's regal.
Looking mm-hmm. wild-eyed.
He's the president or whatever they have over there. That's what it looks like.
He's Merkel Reinhardt.
All right, we got another message here in the queue. It looks like to be our last Merkel message. Up. So let's play it.
Hey, guys. Chris Sawyer from The Virtual Driver. Look, I'm sorry that the show is over. I really am. And I understand, you know, all the pain and suffering you guys are going through, but, you know, I really appreciate it if you wouldn't be showing up on my front porch late at night. You're scaring the hell out of the cat, for one thing, and just walking in the house is, well, it's not cool.
I
like to know how the hell you got a key to my house in the first place.
That was awkward.
Michelle.
What?
Don't do that.
Since he got mad at us, can we tell everyone that he leaves the key to his house under the flower pot?
I mean, Jeff and I were just trying to, like, help.
Help how, Michelle? How does breaking into Chris's house help?
Grand larceny.
Well, you know, he has the virtual driver. Like, it's the next big thing, right?
We wanted to insert Autobitel information into the database.
All right, Jeff, guys. That is, I think that's the denouement for the evening. We're winding things down here.
So,
and I know as I always say, I think we have a show, and unfortunately, the last show.
Yeah, wait. I totally forgot. We had something that came in the mail earlier.
What do you mean?
We were going to, it was a manila envelope. I was going to open it on the...
Mm. Or is it an auto week that's now auto monthly?
I don't know.
You don't know. You know until you try it.
It was addressed to Roundabout. That's all I know. Let me see.
Well, what are you waiting for, Ben? Open it.
There are individual letters in here.
To all of the participants that are on the line tonight.
Six of
Ben,
them. Okay.
Excluding Ben.
Yeah. Well, okay. Oh, well. That's fine.
He did the least work.
I guess my reward was a job well done, I always say. These are checks, guys.
Checks?
Yeah.
Wait, six. Who are the
checks?
Six?
All of us right now that are on the line.
For
get money?
For
yes.
Well, what? I think it was probably intended for the regulars, you know, like
no,
Steven,
me,
and,
no.
Steven and Jeff and Michelle and Eric and Christian and Craig, but
some of whom aren't here.
I will say this is made out to cash, so Colin and Zach, you get one too.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
How much?
$83,000 a piece.
What?
Ah!
You know, Roundabout wasn't that good.
You know, with 83 grand, yeah.
There's a lot you can do with 83 grand.
This bucket of steamage.
Who needed it?
I know.
Really?
We get our Fridays back. There's a silver lining in every cloud. Zach,
I agree.
What are you going to spend your money on, Michelle? You're getting 83 grand. You can put Henry through community college or whatever you're
going to
do.
You're getting 83,000.
Right?
She can afford to go to
the G6.
No, you're not.
No, you are not.
Oh. I guess when you give a little, you get a lot. Hey, yeah. I'm going to pay to have the Ford fixed, so I don't have to be out there every weekend.
Can Roab be bought? That's what I want to know. Can Roab be bought? The answer is no.
You're going to buy guns, Zach. I know it.
I'm going to buy a lot.
Hold on. I'm bidding on a Porsche 911 right now. For $82,500. So.
Buy it now.
I think
my money is spent.
Steven, what are you going to spend?
Zach's like, we need new windows on the house.
What am I doing with my check?
Yes.
Buying a 1M, picking up Michelle, and getting the heck out of this country.
Attaboy.
You're moving to Sweden.
We're going to drive it across water.
Very nice. What about Colin? That's a big hunk of change. You can do a lot in the big city.
Yeah, I'm going to buy actually...
spot.
12,000 African cranes and start a bird empire.
A birdery?
Yeah, a birdery.
Or whatever it would be called.
It's not a
cattery.
I like birdery better.
The Colin Bird birdery.
The bird of rare.
A rookery for all.
Well, that's great news. Oh, that is great news, everyone. We're in the...
That's pretty awesome. I have to...
Except you don't get it.
RCC says... To be fair, the international pickup only costs $500, but fixing it up will take $82,500.
International is no more.
How is the Ford 250, Zach?
Like a champ. She's getting 14 miles a gallon all day long.
Super duty!
Nice. Damn!
We just got to keep him off the motorcycle so he doesn't fall over.
We'd better wrap this up because I got money to spend.
You know what you should get with your money, Zach? A bumper sticker for your truck that says, you just said duty.
Well done, well done.
That would be good.
We're rich.
Woo! Well, why don't we do it? Let's wrap this up. Get out of here, chat room. We're closing up shop.
We're done. Goodbye. Oh, wait. Sorry.
Oh, what is it, Ben?
What is
impossibly improbable that's going to happen right now that couldn't possibly have been scripted?
That's a good point, Craig. It could not have possibly been scripted. But I just want to, this is the final episode, and one message did pop up, someone listening live evidently. So we'll go ahead and play that message now and give them their chance to say their thing.
Make their peace.
Hey, guys, this is John McElroy. You know, the grand poobah of the Autoline
Network.
John
McElroy. Oh, my God.
I've been listening for the last hour, and I got to say, I had no idea how passionate you all are about this show. So I did a little digging about this Grover Dampling character from WLAN.
WLAN.
Now broadcasting in. Wireless,
I didn't know they
wireless,
could edit
wireless,
phone
wireless.
Messages.
Anyway, it turns out he's overstayed his immigration visa. So I made a few calls to my friends at the INS, and I don't think he's going to be bothering you from his flat in Aylesbury, England. Trust me, Roundabout's going to go on for another 100 episodes, and then another 100 after that, and then another 100 after that. They're void now. But I think we can all agree that everyone got the biggest reward of all. The gift of a job well done.
I told you!
Ta-ta, chaps.
I win.
Go.
I won $83,000.
Well.
Where's our level down, Ben?
Let me call that up for you, Craig. Very slowly and sadly.
Can you retract a bid on eBay?
Yeah. You can. Sure.
You just say your kid did it.
Your twin daughters.
Oh, my uvas did it.
Your uvula did it? What?
That's trying to be like that stupid AT&T commercial.
That is a good laugh, Colin. That is great.
U-verse.
Zach is still pissed.
Well, that does. And now he has a reason to be pissed, honestly,
it's
Craig.
It's like 9:30 his time.
Well,
pardon me.
It's 8:30. Zach lives on the East Coast.
It's not legal time. They're a little bit higher elevation. Yep.
It's Southern Standard Time. It moves more slowly.
I thought Zach lived off the coast, and that was why. he was out in uncharted waters.
If I were in Newfoundland, actually, it would be 10.
And it's pronounced Newfoundland.
It's also only 8:30.
I guess I didn't know you were a native French Canadian speaker there, Jeff.
I is.
What about my cranes?
Cranerarium.
They're already here.
It's Bird-erarium.
Wow, that was quick.
You'll have to sell them to KFC.
Colin has Amazon Prime.
They arrived already.
They ship everything in 5 minutes now.
They capture them in the wild where they're endangered and ship them over here.
That's why they call it Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Well, listeners, chat room, if you are a fan of the program, you got a stay of execution here. This is a very rare thing. The governor stepped in, literally, and drew a line in the sand and saved.
Not literally, because he's not a governor, but he is.
It's a demigod, though.
So yes.
Oh, leave it to John, though, right?
What next a guy, I right?
What a governor. What a great guy. Taking $83,000 from each of everyone else.
Awkward.
At least I make more than that with open line.
Good point.
Yeah. Well, with that, we better wrap things up. We have been on the broadcasting for damn near 2 hours. It's been an hour and 42 minutes by my count. And Zach,
episode one.
Yeah. Except we've covered like 18 times as much content in that amount of time. Because we cut out the awkward pauses.
Exactly. Unfortunately, Craig.
You haven't been recording?
Bad news. I had planned in the rundown before we did the close to play the entire pilot.
Well, we're
going to
nix that now.
Is that going to be an issue?
Yeah.
Ooh. Aww.
Okay. So, Zach Bowman, autoblog.com.
Yeah, man.
Tell us about your newfound land experience.
I went to the 2011 Targa Newfoundland up in
Newfoundland?
Started in St. John's and did a it's about 2,200 kilometers, about 1,300 miles. And it was our first year, both my driver and myself, and we came in fifth in our class. We led the class for 3.5 days and made a couple of small mistakes that put us back. But it got us Rookie of the Year, basically, the Grace Cup, which was very cool. It was just a ridiculous experience. If you want to read about it, you can check it out, autoblog.com/tag/targa, and it should come up there. So check it out.
Well, where can people read it?
Congratulations, Zach. That's awesome.
Thanks. What's that?
Where can people read it?
Fifth place is not first place.
We're not still playing versus, Jeff. You don't have to be so adversarial.
I know, right?
Still better than no place, Jeff Ross.
I'm proud of him. I'm proud of him.
Jeffrey Ross, autobytel.com. What are you working
I've
on? What are you
no
feeling
cool
on, girl?
I've done no cool racing lately in Miatas.
But you did go to Vancouver and ride the Whistler.
Yes, I did drive a Land Rover Evoque to the top of Whistler Mountain.
Wait, you mean Whistler?
Whistler.
Whistler.
Whistler. Whistler.
All right. When can people read about Whistler. It and where? Where?
What was the first question?
When and where can people read about your Whistler experience?
When? As soon as it gets posted.
Okay, that's specific.
And where? On autobytel.com/something. I do not know the full URL yet.
Because it has not yet been posted.
It has not been URL-ized yet.
Well, thank you.
No, that was
pretty
cool. And then I'm driving a bunch of neat stuff in the next couple weeks.
Very good. Thank you for joining us, Joffrey, and doing the your little segment up there. Game.
Yay! 100.
Woo!
Yay!
Ooh,
ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh. Jerry.
Michelle Joey Naranjo.
Yes, sir.
Autobattle.com.
Mm-hmm.
You always act. I'll say for 100 episodes, Michelle has always acted
confused
during the plug segment, like she doesn't know what the hell she's supposed to do.
Let's see. What am I working on? I'm. Let's see. I am seriously managing Jeff Ross.
Iron fist.
Next week, I am at the JD Power Roundtable in Las Vegas all week, and Vegas for a week. That's gonna be not so fun.
And she laughs hysterically.
Well, think about going to Vegas for a week, right?
Vegas, woo!
7 days of hangovers.
Vegas is up.
With dealers, no less. So
Vegas is like the...
Oh, car dealers, one. I see.
Yes, car dealers, darling.
All right.
That's what I'm doing next week. And, what else? I guess that's it right now. I mean, just trying to manage Jeff Ross because he's such,
a handful.
He's a handful. He is a bit of work, that one.
I'm a whole handful.
No, he's a hands full.
We've done this thing, though. We've been really having fun. We've been having a lot of fun, though, because Jeff and I now get to choose the homepage image on Autobytel.
Autoblog 5.
And we change it every week. And so this week we featured the Charger SRT8. And so Jeff's, got his article, and we have like all these different, and we get to check.
Sorry, Michelle, I'm playing you off.
Shut me down.
Go to autobytel.com.
Thank you. Jeff, awesome. that was refreshingly succinct. Stephen J. Ewing, Managing Hi. Director of Posts and Vehicle Fleets at autoblog.com, part of the AOL family, the Owl.
Not true at all. But
it's broad wingspan, stretching over the internet.
I actually published 3 features last week, or this week.
Yeah, what did you do?
Surprisingly.
Well, the ghost of Ray Haroon in the chat says, China buffet with boobies. I'm not sure what that means, but...
Okay, good.
Great, mark that.
What are you working on, Stephen, besides 3 features that just got posted?
I'm moving.
2?
He is! I'm so excited.
That's right.
Well, bring a gun.
I have you a need... Transit Connect, and I've got...
Michelle, to help you move.
Putting it.
All right. Thank you, Stephen, for putting up with this for an hour and 47 minutes. We do appreciate it. Colin Bird, cars.com, that gigantic aviary in Chicago.
Yo. What? Yeah, I mean, well, specifically, I mean, I just went to Mama. I don't think we're going to report on anything on that, but, the coolest thing I drove
just
there
fun
was
drive.
The SLS AMG, which was awesome.
I feel it was a red AMG.
It was red. Yeah, okay. I posted it all over the social media. Cars.com related stuff. We just announced that we're doing another commercial for the Super Bowl. So be excited for that if you watch the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Colin, did you know that Autobytel was the first .com to ever advertise in the Super Bowl?
Did I?
Take it off.
Done it 5 years. Just saying.
I'm just saying.
And then we're also airing small tailgating segments after Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Jimmy Stewart?
Jimmy Kimmel Live.
No, that's relevant.
At midnight.
Yeah, Craig, so there, you know, Sarah Silverman has this boyfriend called Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, and actually, they don't go together anymore.
And anyway, he has a show.
Oh, steamroll. Just like we have a show still, unfortunately, and we gave up $83,000 a piece to keep this show.
It's such a treasure. Yeah, this is great.
Jeff, I like that. It's very geometrical of you.
No, I'm renting it out. I have to measure it. Because I'm putting it on Craigslist.
This is great radio is what this
anyway.
Is. Visual gags, yeah. We love them.
Man, anyway. we should have watched a video on the podcast.
Don't get Zach standing up now. Anyway, thanks to all of you out there.
We videos from all the live recordings of the past. That would have been nice. You're right.
Are you done, Stephen?
Are we done?
Yeah. Anyway, thanks to all of you out there listening, I suppose. Please join us again next week. Yes, next week we will be broadcasting Roundabout number 101, in case it wasn't obvious. So you dodged a bullet there. But please join us then as we circle the roundabout or whatever. Thanks.
We'll talk to you then. And I'm Ben Sanders, and that's another roundabout.
That was the first roundabout.
It was the first.
That's true.
That was the first.
Is that the most depressed sounding thing you've heard?
You okay,
Ewing? Okay.
There's something giant and flying in my bedroom.
Well, right.
The Jersey
Man.
Devil.
Man up, Steven.
Ah,
we've
no,
got a show to do.
Is it an animal or an insect?
It could be a bat. You can't feel them bite you. Their teeth are so sharp.
It's huge.
So moving to Detroit is going to make it.
Put on a hoodie.
This is fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
We have to watch Ewing get carried off. This is going to be the best.
It's like watching, it's like watching black
this,
sheep.
You see this giant hawk.
Oh, hey, I found it.
Oh, shit. This is the best.
I've had a fly like the entire show and finally killed it.
Ow!
It bites back.
I think it's dead.
Kill it with fire, Ewing. Kill
I just
it with
want to
fire.
See Steven fly across the screen.
Yeah, it's dead.
All right, can we do a show now, Steven? Are you okay? A little
yeah, I'm
emotional
fine.
Breakdown is past.